you're welcome to yet another edition of your exciting conversations on this video podcast, Bus Stop Diaries. This week has been an exciting week. There's one of the biggest trending issues today in Ghana through social media circles, but has somehow found its way even in traditional media circles. Bus Stop Diaries, you can watch us on Manjo Online, YouTube, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Apple, everywhere. You can watch us and enjoy this conversation. My name is Ebenezer Feyindazi. I'm the host for today. And I have very exciting guests in the studio. And we are ensuring gender balance. So we have one man and then a woman. And to my left is Victor Achutamaklo. He's a sports journalist, but of course he's interested in other issues. And so today he's here with us. Achu, what's up?
Adeku. You know, it just occurred to me that for all of the years that I've known you, including the times that we've worked together, how long? 12 years?
Yeah.
I've never shared a studio with you. No once.
Yeah.
It's an amazing day today. And to my right is Felicia Osei. She's also with Manjo Online. Achu, of course, sports journalist with Joy FM, Joy TV, Joy News. Felicia, welcome.
Thank you.
I guess this is your first shot on the show, right?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
It will be an exciting conversation today. So what are we talking about? A PhD or a Dutch passport? I don't know why he didn't match a Dutch passport and a Ghanaian passport. Maybe that would have been a better conversation to have. But for whatever reason, a gentleman finds himself on social media. He's quite a loud gentleman. He calls himself Mr. Happiness. He uses the name Kofi Gabs. He's a Ghanaian living in the Netherlands. And he's a toilet cleaner. And he's quite proud about it. He talks about it on social media every time you see him having fun, taking his drink, eating well, and talking so much about the better life he's having out there in Netherlands, even as a toilet cleaner. And he gets on social media, makes a video and says his Ghanaian passport, even though he's just a diploma holder, carries so much value so that if he were to travel, if he wanted to go to the US, he will easily move because that passport grants him easy access than a Ghanaian who has a PhD from either Legon or any university in Ghana. And that has got people talking. Is he just being factual? Was he just disrespecting people who have PhD? That's what we are looking at on this episode. Achu, I think you take the first shot for us. For me, I personally, I don't even know where I stand. You know, it's quite exact. I've been trying to break the point.
Yeah.
You know, because he may have wanted to communicate something. Maybe he didn't say it well, or maybe he actually means what he's saying. I don't know what it is. But tell me what you make of all this.
I think I would agree in part with your concluding words, which is that he perhaps had something to say and it was lost in translation. He could not communicate it well. If he had a PhD, he perhaps would have been able to communicate it better. Everything we saw in the video is part of, and regrettably, what is becoming a culture of anti-intellectualism that is creeping into our body politic. And so you have a whole generation that are not only disinterested in anything academic or anything progressive academic, but are happy to not only disregard it, but also to choose to poop on it and essentially reduce it into something that is completely insignificant. But all of this is born out of a basic misunderstanding of what the PhD is. Because when I watched the video, I've been struggling to understand what the relationship between that the acquisition of the passport and the acquisition of the PhD, or because it is earned, or it is awarded, it is not earned, right? As we're told in school.
Yeah.
The PhD, the certificate itself, when you are awarded, it is not intended to be, part of the process of acquiring a visa. It is not intended to help you in acquiring a visa. It is not supposed to be relevant in acquiring a visa, right? There are, at a certain point, based on what you are going to do, the purpose for which you are seeking the visa, if you are traveling and your certificate happens to be anything related to the activity you are going to engage in wherever you are going, then maybe you may have to bring it in. The purpose of a PhD is It's essentially higher learning. So it is to produce individuals who will look at existing theories, existing technology. When I talk about technology, the very things that facilitates everyday life, right? The purpose of the theory is to produce people who review existing technology, existing knowledge, find smarter, more convenient ways of doing things. So the PhD essentially is to produce people who provide better solutions for every society and help the society grow. So if you look at every society that has made progress, at each stage, at each seminal moment, they have had people who may not necessarily at the time have been called PhD holders, but in the modern era, they will be the role they played, their education, the impact of their actions, the solutions that they proffered at the time, everything they did will be consistent to the work of a PhD holder today, right? So, but for the fact that this country itself was broken, your PhD holders would have been the guys who, in an economic recession like Ghana is currently experiencing, they would have been the guys who the country would go to tell you, this is how you get out of this situation. We often like to talk about how our economy is import-driven and all of that. They will tell you how you can fix it. Not just come and speak English, but they will tell you, move from theory, but also into practical terms, how that will work. So the PhD holder, or the certificate itself, or the PhD in itself, the concept of the PhD, cannot become something that you use to compare, or you use to represent the failings of a country. It cannot be what you use to compare to your visa, the visa process, and the fact that the passports that you need for that visa or of one country is more powerful or is more relevant than the PhD. The two of them, the passport is only a means to travel. It only identifies you. The passport only says Felicia is from Latebi Okoshi. She is a Ghanaian. She was born. It carries your details there and helps you in traveling. That is it. But the PhD is far more important because it is what builds a country.
I'll come back to you, Felicia. You seem to agree with a gentleman because maybe you get deeper into something he's trying to communicate than just what he said. What's your point, actually?
Well, so I think the guy had a point and he made it clearly. It's people who didn't get his point that should have an issue, not him. The point that he was trying to make is that people acquire PhD because they want a better life. They want to get something better. It's supposed to come with something. You don't get it easily. Even when you're going to the Legons and then the UPSA and then the UCC for the Legon, see the way that the candidates, they struggle before they are awarded with that certificate. So at the end of the day, it should come with something better, improve your life, have some significance or meaning. That's the point that he's making. If you go through all that stress, all that trouble, and you don't have that benefit, you don't have that thing, then why are you doing it? Because his passport is giving him the better life that you, with that stress that you've gone through, you can't get. And that is the point that he's making. And I agree with him totally. I mean, why will you not agree with him? It is true. People have PhD and they are even poor. So if he's saying that they don't even have access to basic things that his passport is giving him access to, so why are you arguing with him? Why will Ghanaians be angry about the submission that he's making? No, we should rather be applauding him because he's saying the things that we wish we can say or like we want people to say for us. As at now, there is no one in Ghana here among the youth, even the people that are PhD candidates themselves that are currently trying to get their PhD. There is no one that you can offer a foreign passport to that, oh, let's go of this PhD. Or will you want to take this PhD certificate over this foreign passport? And the person will say yes, in Ghana now. No. So why are we disagreeing with him? You with your PhD, you know, what are you getting? What are you doing? And you can't say that he's disrespecting higher education and all that. I think the reason why he was hitting at PhD and he didn't even just make it generic is because it's like the highest level of education. I mean, after PhD, what's next? Exactly. So he wants to hit at where it will touch us the most. And that is it. And if you've even watched him over the period and all that, there have been other videos that he has made. He has even spoken about the fact that our vice president, who is a PhD holder, says he will choose interchange over, he will choose his Ghana card over the interchange. Just look the Ghana card. Ghana card that you can't even go and use to buy. Ghana card. And then somebody is choosing a foreign passport over, and you are complete. Ghana card. A PhD holder is choosing Ghana card, and that is okay with you, but you are drawing the line where somebody who cleans toilet is choosing foreign passport over your PhD certificate, that you can't even get access to anything. PhD holder, you go to the hospital, if you don't have money, you sleep on the floor. But with this passport, there's no way he's going to experience that ever. So where is our problem? Where is our anger? He's insulting you. You know, do you have money? You're the PhD holder. Do you have money? If you don't have money, please just keep quiet and let him tell you his money. Okay, because he has money.
Let me say this. But I mean, Charlie, the reality be say, even in your home in Ghana here, if you have a PhD holder in your house in Ghana as a family, and you have somebody in the US who probably teaches just maybe at UCC in Ghana, and you have another family member in the US who is probably just cleaning the streets, but he's probably built about 2-3 houses in Ghana. He's remitting money home.
Yeah.
Between that person and the PhD holder, whose salary is really, it's a struggle. Between those two people, who are you going to really, really, really respect? I mean, even in our African society, in our Ghanaian society, in terms of respect, where do we place it?
It's in broken societies that you find people according respect based on who has what. That kind of thinking, excuse my language, but it's a sick mentality that you only respect people who have money. It's a sick mentality. So the issue of who is richer for me is not even an issue to consider. This is someone's uneducated guess that we are trying to further as a people, really. Again, the concept of a PhD is not for you to go and buy whatever. It's not to facilitate riches for you. Right?
So what is it?
It is not, as I've established. And you see, there are certain things that are independent of our own misapplied, misconstrued, uneducated guesses. It is black or it is white. The PhD is what it is. The fact that people find themselves in situations where leadership has failed them, a system has broken, and so everything in front of them is canon fodder. They have to blame and take their frustrations on everything. That's not change the definition and
then
the purpose.
Then he is not the problem.
The purpose of a PhD. Look, and here's the thing. I have friends out there who work minimum wage jobs, right? Washing dishes, all of those things. It is dignified work.
Yeah.
But Kojo or whatever, clean your in peace.
You should just clean
Wait,
you should not draw anybody
so are you saying that because he's a toilet cleaner, he doesn't have a say? Is that where we've gotten to?
You are coming to. You made the point that every work is dignified. A person must be respected.
You know what?
So, but if you are not saying that he should just clean,
so let me
cannot join national conversations.
So let me explain.
Then it means you are demeaning his work.
I'm not saying he cannot join national conversations. I'm saying that to the extent that he feels the need to poop on the qualifications and the jobs of other people, there is something wrong with him. Because he calls himself Mr. Happiness. The guy has a low sense of self-worth.
He feels
the need to tell you that, oh, I'm doing well. Even though I'm cleaning other people's I'm actually okay and I'm happy. So I have to show you that. Who does that?
Sorry. So let me ask this straightforward question. If you had two options to choose between, let's say, an American passport and a PhD in Ghana, what would be your choice?
I will not take that invitation because it's the wrong question to
ask. No. Please help me.
Compare passports. Compare passports. Compare two passports. That is a right comparison.
Yeah, but
to talk, tell me that the quality of the learning, the education structure in Holland or the Netherlands produces better PhD students as opposed to the structure we have here in Ghana. That is a fairer comparison. Then I would say that, okay, because then that country is growing, right? And even that will only be after you've been able to establish a verifiable link between the PhD holders in that country and the PhD holders here. You take their body of work, you scale it, and then you see the impacts they've had on both societies. Then you can make that comparative analysis and perhaps conclude that the PhD in Ghana is not significant to our development, but that in the Netherlands is significant. But if you want to compare the two passports.
No, that's the point that you are getting wrong. He's not talking about just the PhD. Mm-hmm. He's talking about PhD holder.
But that's the point. It's the same case.
He's talking about PhD holder and somebody who is holding a foreign passport. This is the same thing that our celebrities, some of our politicians, the powerful, the rich in society are fighting for their children. They are fighting for their relatives. We live in a country where celebrities want to get pregnant in Ghana and run to the state to go and give birth, hoping that their children will be made citizens, dual citizens. They'll be given that passport. Wait, I'm making my point. No, let me finish making my point. So now, this is what people are fighting for. And he, who is just maybe a diploma, he did maybe diploma, he finished diploma or he finished SS or anything, he has been able to get it for free. That guy has every right to enjoy it. And if the privileges that are coming his way are things that he knows that a PhD holder here in Ghana cannot enjoy, he has every right to make noise about it and brag about it. It is not because maybe he doesn't know his self-worth or he's not really happy anymore. No, everybody has a right. What are you saying? That he shouldn't celebrate the things that people are paying money for? You shouldn't celebrate
I'm
the successes
why
that people
why he
are.
Feels the need to celebrate.
But our celebrities are doing it and paying big things. Money for it. And he didn't even have to pay in anything.
Felicia Wito, you think the son of when Baumia's child, when Baumia deliberately sent his wife out there to go and give birth, you think the intention is the same as this could happen?
What's the intention?
That in the end, you should go and do minimum wage jobs.
The passport, all of them, at the end of the day, it is the passport because it's probably, they'll say it represents the fact that you're a citizen now. So if you're a citizen, then you're able to get it. So mostly that is the mentality or the idea behind. So when you see our celebrities getting out, maybe the person is 4 months pregnant, the person is 6 months pregnant, or Presto Benya Visa, the person wants to get it so that at the end of the day, when the child is born there, they'll be like, oh, the child is a citizen, and then they'll be able to give their child that passport. We've seen our celebrities making
Felicia, so I know in your case, so you don't have a PhD yet.
Yes.
So I put the same question to you. So if you have the option to choose a PhD in Ghana and an American passport, what would be your choice?
So you are expecting me to sit here and say I'll choose PhD over a foreign passport? Why would I want to do that in this Ghana and in this economy where I'll be struggling to get the PhD? And even the most frustrating part is the way the lectures where you are trying to get the PhD, because we know people who are trying to get their PhD and they are frustrating them to get it. And it doesn't come with anything.
But Felicia, I think
PhD is not for you.
I think that there's also one point. So what?
And the PhD is not for her.
So
why is it not for me?
If your idea is to go and get a PhD so that you can make money from it, then it is not for you.
No,
that is not the purpose
for
you.
But at the end of the day, if you're acquiring higher education to solve societal problems.
Yes.
Beyond and solving societal problems, it's also to better your own life.
While you are solving
Once you are solving problems, there are rewards for you at work.
Exactly.
It's not just the PhD to solve societal problems.
I get you.
But the end game is also financial,
I get you, there is that. But I'm also saying that, no, it's not just the end game. Because whatever implications that you are able to have or whatever impact you're able to have on society has a rippling effect on the broader society, not just on you. So you have more people who stand to benefit if this works out well, right? So when people talk about Japan, countries like Sri Lanka and the progress that they have made, you had a whole generation of thinkers and problem solvers who emerged. The ideas that they came up with did not only benefit them. If those people failed, and perhaps, for example, if they had decided to take shortcuts, right, take this bribe or take that shorter route and get the job done without necessarily perfecting the craft and coming up with something that is long-term and more sustainable, you would have one person perhaps doing well, but having, in the end, a society like Ghana, right? Then the PhD may not have failed, but then it is the person, the individual himself in his practice, and then the system at large, that may have failed. So the concept of the PhD, I want to find out,
are you saying that we are benefiting, and this is no disrespect to anyone, are you saying that we are benefiting from the PhD holders that we have in Ghana here? I mean, that's the argument that you are saying that, oh, maybe the PhD, they're supposed to even help the society, so, they're supposed to do
this. So this is where, and I'll circle back to the opening statements I made. This is where I believe the gentleman's thoughts were lost in translation.
Okay. Yeah.
The society we have now, it is hard to look at people of that standing and what value they add to the country. Right? In every sphere, sports, economy, religion, whatever it is, the people who are supposed to be the thinkers for that space, who are supposed to essentially safeguard the society, come up with solutions for each stage and what the country needs to do, you only see them when it's convenient for them.
And are their lives transformed because they are PhD?
And so it's not about their lives. And
that
so
is it.
The
That's
country
his
has
point.
Not had the sort of progress and the transformation that you speak of. So it is easier for today's youth to, out of their frustration, and it is not a misplaced frustration if you hold leadership accountable, because those who are supposed to lead us are supposed to be the best of us, not just like everyone. To that extent, I would agree with him if he said the country has a broken system. The people who are supposed to lead you are failing you.
Yeah.
Their education is irrelevant. Because of that, your people behave in a manner that makes other countries mistrust you. And so your passport is irrelevant.
Yeah.
So your MPs sometimes can even be denied passports.
Yeah.
The head of visas. Your state institutions.
Visas.
That will make sense. So then there is a direct relationship between the broken down system, the governance structure, and even the impacts of all of this on how the West or the rest of the world views us, right? And so because of that, they will deny you a passport or a visa when you apply with your passports for this. So that weakens your passport, not your PhD.
No,
that weakens your passport, not your PhD.
You are not even addressing the point that he's made. He made in his
He made
video.
No point at
the,
all.
The point that he made is that with your PhD, are you getting the sort of things that this is giving me?
That is something he didn't communicate.
No, that is exactly what he wanted to say. He said he's living a soft life because of the passport that he has. With your PhD, are you able to live that soft life?
He also made an example of the fact that
even in the comfort of his home, he can sit down and place an order with maybe any of the companies that, oh, I want an iPhone. And then within an hour or two, based on his passport now, he filled a form and then he placed the number there. Within an hour or two, the phone will be delivered to him.
That's not true.
I think the gentleman lied. I think the initial is probably referring to other... You know, he's been consistent in terms of videos about the experience in that country.
It's
in
the same
Ghana.
Video,
our friends who live abroad, they can be very deceptive.
No, you didn't even. No, he said you will pay in installments. So the point that he was making is with your PhD.
Thank you.
Will you be able to pay in installments?
The postpaid system out there in Holland, in the US, it is not run on the strength of a passport. It is run on being credit worthy.
Yeah.
So you have a track record. You have your social security. They have your details that show that you have worked for this.
If you have a Ghanaian passport there, will you be credit worthy?
We all have friends with Ghanaians who have moved there.
The point he's making is of you working.
There is a history of how much you earn. There is a history of how much you are currently earning. That is what makes you credit worthy. And also, in some cases, what you've bought in the past, your dealings with that organization or that company or other retail organizations, that will decide that they are going to sell this to you on credit. So that postpaid system runs, thrives, exists, survives on having a system or having a society that is credit worthy.
Sure.
It comes with employment. That is why I was saying that if his argument is that we are a society that have not been able to provide the solutions that will help us grow.
Yeah.
And so you have people who, your health system is broken, like the picture that he showed.
Yeah.
There is massive unemployment. Yeah. The system we have is not credit worthy and all of that. And so people are in a hurry to run out of the country But when in their efforts to run out of the country, the passports with which they want to go and get that visa is not recognized or is not respected because we are not trustworthy. That is a conversation to be had. And I'll be the first to sign up for that. Yeah. But this idea that you can, based on your assumed, I'm trying very hard not to use the uneducated, yeah. But based on your assumed wrong impressions on the relationship between a passport and
PhD,
economic breakthrough.
Yeah.
Between a PhD and no.
No,
it doesn't work.
Should we just say that? Can we just say that, Charlie, in reality, the guy be say, he has a point, but he just didn't communicate well. Should we say it that way?
Nah.
No.
You still say
no,
he doesn't have a point?
He gets something where he wants.
But you know, actually, the point is that, for instance, so if you look at somebody like Trini Jonas, there's a certain way he tries to draw the lines between how we develop or how we run our country, Ghana, and how it is done where he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he had a lot of following because of that. And the reason why people had issues were basically sometimes the language.
Yeah.
But then in principle, people agree.
But those
with
are
him.
Two different things.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that basically that's what this guy probably is trying to say. But he just didn't communicate it in a proper way. Because like you're saying, what's the comparison between a PhD and a passport? For me, because the point is that Ghana is not the only place where, in fact, there are people, other PhD holders in other countries that can equally be denied
visits for
other reasons, because there are several factors that determine whether you are getting a visa or not.
Exactly.
You know, so it can happen to anyone, whether all you are in Ghana or in any other country.
All you're going to say is the guy was right.
No.
No.
All I'm going to say is that there is something to be taken from the whole conversation. Not necessarily what he said, right? There's something to be taken from the whole conversation. Some of the response that I have seen online about education.
Yeah.
The level of skills that our system produces, right? The education sector produces now. There's something to be said about the rate of employment, the kind of jobs that actually exist, the relationship between the skills that we are producing and the kind of jobs that actually exist, right? And then, crucially, the kind of leadership that we have, because it is cause and effect.
Yeah.
So that is a conversation we cannot take our eyes off,
yeah.
Call people to order, and find a way to make this country that we claim we love work. Because you may find your way out of the country. Mr. Happiness guy, no, you're mystery. Because you may find your way out of your country, yeah. But you have relatives here.
Of course. Not everybody will go.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but he's making money, so he'll send them money. Will a PhD holder be able to send his relatives money?
Of course. That's if he's a PhD holder from Ghana and he's living in the US. Easily.
No, we are talking about PhD.
But do you realize that there are PhD holders who are working remote jobs in Ghana?
Of course.
Yes, of course. We get that.
That's true.
You see, where I wanted Achu to come in is to go like, oh, I get what this guy is saying. It's true. Most PhD holders in Ghana who are even working are not paid well. So the guy has a point when he says he receives, he gets some benefits that they don't.
Yeah.
And then he can also then bring in the fact that maybe they have systems in place there. But there are PhD holders here who actually support what the guy is saying. They know he's speaking for them, that they are not being paid well. The guy talks about the fact that,
they can see beyond the jointest view of this gentleman.
Which is what? That he's living better than a PhD holder. Oh. That is basically his point.
Living better.
Is he not? The food that he eats on his TikTok.
Did you see the picture he posted on Twitter a few days ago?
He almost died.
That tilapia
looked
like it has diabetes. It looked diabetic.
No, he almost died.
Diabetic.
No, you know, I think that, you know, one of the foreign trips I've had was to Israel.
Yeah.
I haven't been to many places, but a lot of times, most of our friends who have traveled outside Ghana, they speak with so much pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About what exists in this country and what they're experiencing there. And I think that as bad as sometimes the communication of these differences may be,
they
hit
have
home.
A point.
And there are things that should hit our leadership because most of our people who are leading, the leaders, political leaders, most of them, they travel. They have a lot of experiences.
Yeah.
They see amazing things out there. And a lot of time people ask, why can't they implement what they see here?
Yeah.
So there's a bigger gap in terms of what is there and what is here. And I think that communication, assembly there, Obia wanted how they say it.
He's not a PhD holder. You get it? So like
to Obia in the communication.
Exactly.
So for me, that's how I see these conversations. And like you said, there's something in there to be taken.
Yeah.
There are other things. Of course, I can never disrespect. I will never sit anywhere and watch anybody disrespect education.
Yeah.
No. That's what runs the world.
Yeah.
You know, and our people have so much knowledge. There's a lot of PhD people who feel underutilized in this country. It's terrible. Recently, I met one professor of nuclear energy, and he was telling me, Chalebe, all my colleagues have gone. They are in Russia and other places. They are working. Yeah, Chale, even our allowances, we are not getting. The man is frustrated, you know? And there are so many research works by PhD holders in this country.
That are not
solving problems. But they are in the shelves. They are on the shelves.
Yeah.
Wasting, gathering dust. You know, it's quite a sad situation. So sometimes it will, and I tell people that sometimes when you want to solve the very difficult situations, you hit it in a very hard way.
That's why you should ask yourself why you picked PhD.
To pick it that way so that it hits us in a certain way. But the point is that it's a social media trend. We'll talk about it a few days and we go back to sleep. You know?
But have you asked yourself why PhD? Why not maybe university graduate or something?
He wants to study. He needs
because that's the highest level of education, like you said. Okay, thank you very much. This has been another edition of Bus Stop Diaries. This is where we have very blunt conversations about trending issues on the street and on social media. And we know that these issues matter to you and we try to connect the best way we can. You can get this video podcast on Manjoo Online, YouTube, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Amazon Podcasts and Apple. We'll bring you yet another edition in our episode that will come up later. My name is Ebenezer Fenyidazi. I've been doing this with Felicia Osei with Manjoo Online and Victor Atuchamaklu, a sports journalist also with Joy News and Joy TV. Thank you.